this is Boo Bear 105 FM, 105 on your FM dial. It's Rob Gentry here with you to the midnight hour, playing the best of Shirl Spencer that we can find here in the studio. And we got quite a few records by her, and we even have some music that some fans have emailed us here that we'll get on a little bit later. But right now, let's listen to some of the music off her first record. Got Me an Angel by Shirl Spencer here on Boo Bear 105.
Heaven's missing an angel, baby, I know it's you. And did it hurt when you fell? Is there anything I can do? Heaven and earth, I know we're looking. I felt the earth move. The stars are the searchlights shining. They're looking for you. And I've got me an angel who spread his wings and flies. I got me an angel, baby, who walks in disguise. The way you love me, I can tell. I got me an angel. I got me an angel who spread his wings and flies. I know it's true and I can tell from the look in your eyes. I got me an angel, baby, who walks in disguise. And only you can make my heart melt from the tears that you cry. I got me an angel, one I won't let go. I got me an angel, baby, the heaven I hold. The way you love me, I can tell. I got me an angel. The way you love me, I can tell. I got me an angel. Got me an angel. Got me an angel.
Got Me an Angel by Shirl Spencer, and that's a very precious video. If you ever get a chance to check it out online on YouTube, be sure to do that. And now more Shirl Spencer by request. This is When She Prays, going out to Kimmy in Rancho Cordova. Thank you, Kimmy, for checking in here on Boo Bear 105 FM.
Asking God to answer when she prays.
When She Prays by Cheryl Spencer, going out to a very special girl. That one's for you, Harley Pooh. And up next, we got David Ontario coming in for Red Eye Radio. But now a message from our sponsors.
The following is an actual conversation between a Weed Star employee and a Weed Star client.
Welcome to Weed Star, man. How can I help you?
I've lost my weed and I can't find it.
Yeah.
Nah, don't worry, man. Just keep it calm, all right, now.
Yeah, just help me find my weed, okay?
I'm gonna walk you through. I'm gonna help you find your stash.
Okay, thanks, man. I really, really appreciate this.
So when was the last place that you remember having your stash?
About an hour ago. Me and my friend smoked a bowl here.
Okay, I got a GPS track on it now, man.
Oh, thank you very much.
All right, I'm gonna need you to get up and walk due south.
Okay, I'm going.
Yeah, just keep it going, man.
Okay, I'm going.
About 6 feet more. Now you're going to want to stop. You're going to want to turn like 20 degrees to the left, man. That would be like a spliff away.
Okay, I'm there.
Okay, now look down, man. It's tucked into your left shoe.
Oh, you're kidding me.
That's right, man. You had it on you the whole time.
Shit.
All right, well, thanks for choosing Weed Star.
Thank you, Weed Star.
Weed Star. We're always there for you when you lose your stash.
And we're back playing more music by Cheryl Spencer. This is I'm Still Here. Her husband, producer Robbie Spencer.
Walk around with your head held high. See you still high. Hide your disguise. Carry a cross. Floating guy. There's some things that you forgot.
People in this
Still Here by Cheryl Spencer, a very touching story indeed. Be sure to get the book at Amazon, folks. It's called Broken But Not Bent, and it's a true life account, and it's just a wonderful story about hope. Here's another song by Cheryl. This one is emailed in by a fan, recorded at a live performance. This is called Look Up.
You've been through so much, you sometimes feel like giving up. You wonder if it's going to end. You don't want to be hurt again. So look up, where your answer's found. Cheer up, he'll lift you off the ground. Hang tough, he'll be strong for you. All you gotta do is look up. You say you try to pray, answer ever came. God said, just believe, and you will receive. So look up, where your answer's found. Cheer up, he'll lift you off the ground. Hang tough, he'll be strong for you. All you gotta do, all you gotta do, all you gotta do is look up.
Boo Bear 105.
You're listening to Boo Bear 105 FM and our sister station. Be sure to check them out online also. Boo Bear 101 FM for the hard rock fans out there. Well, rumor has it Cheryl Spencer is actually in our studio, so we're going to see if we can get an exclusive cameo appearance from her and see if we can talk to her a little bit. But we're going to continue here to play more of her music right now on Boo Bear 105 FM.
We have waited for so long until we're face to face. Now that day has come when we feel the warm embrace. Help me to understand
show me that your love, that your love is real. Breathe on me. I want to feel you on my skin.
Got a special treat. I've got Cheryl Spencer here in the studio with us. Hey, Cheryl, how you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
Doing just wonderful. So what have you been up to there? Here you're working in the studio on a new CD?
Yes, I am. It's called Just Being Me. My husband, Robbie Spencer, has been working with me on it and singing on it with me. It's been amazing.
Oh, well, that's amazing, Cheryl. You know, your whole story is just really, really, really heart-wrenching, and I know a lot of people have been really touched by your book, Broken But Not Bent, available at Amazon.com right now. And we just thank you for stopping by.
Thank you, and thank you, everyone, for your support.
That's Cheryl Spencer, and this is Cheryl Spencer, Unspoken Love, Boo Bear, 105 FM.
So before another word was spoken, he pulled her close. He shook his head and kissed her. Not today, they don't let go. His words can cut straight to the heart when one is afraid of love. Especially when they've known it from the start. worth it. You give it time, 'cause words can cut straight to the heart when one is afraid of love, especially when they've known it from the start. And you wish they would just admit it, that they're in love, but instead it becomes an explosion of unspoken love. It just becomes an explosion of unspoken love.
And here's another song by request. Is It True? Cheryl Spencer and husband Robbie Spencer.
Away forever.
Cheryl Spencer and her husband, producer Robbie Spencer, in the studio working on music constantly. That's SE Studios in Grass Valley, California. Now we're going to give you that track that Cheryl dropped by. This is Cheryl Spencer singing Leanne Rimes. I don't love you. I don't. Never mind. You'll get it. Cheryl Spencer singing Leanne Rimes here on Boo Bear 105 FM. Dave's up with you next with a Cuddle Muffin Showdown. It's been a great evening, and we hope you've enjoyed the show. I know I have. Be sure to use Weed Star in those rare moments that you lose your stash. I'm Rob Gentry. I'll see you next time. Have a great night.
The following is an actual conversation between a Weed Star employee and a Weed Star client.
Thank you for choosing Weed Star. This is Gracie. How can I help you today?
Did you say your name is Gracie?
This is Gracie. Thank you for choosing Weed Star. How can I help you?
Is this Weed Star?
Yes, it is. How may I help you?
Well, it's like this. My house got raided by the cops earlier today, and I was just wondering if they missed anything. Because I'm really jonesing right now.
Well, let me synchronize your device and get a tracking on it. One moment.
No problem. I'm just hating it right now.
Stay calm, sir. I'm sure we could find something.
Cool.
Okay, sir. I'm getting a lock on a roach in the ashtray of your vehicle. And there is also a brown bag of weed stashed behind your toilet.
Nasty. I think I'll snag the roach first if I get desperate. I'll need to smoke the piss weed later.
Okay, well, good luck with that, and thank you for choosing Weed Star.
Weed Star. We're always there for you when you lose. use your stash.
It's time for the Cuddle Muffin Showdown. I challenge you to a showdown.
Here, Ron, you are so going down.
That didn't hurt. That wasn't even me.
Well, you're still going down.
No, you're going down.
Oh, you wait, baby. You are so going down.
Oh, just wait till this is over. You will see you're going down. I'm out of here. I got things to do.
So do I. All right. I have a photo shoot.
That's it. I'm out of here.
So, Cheryl and Robbie, with all the hype surrounding this Cuddle Muffin Showdown, our office has got a tip from a local news source. Now you have the whole world wondering, what exactly is a Cuddle Muffin? And is the showdown as brutal as people are saying it is?
Yes.
Yeah, it is. It all started out with just Cheryl came up with a little pet name for me, started calling me Cuddle Muffin and Babykins, and Cuddle Muffin really, like, caught on.
Funny.
Yeah, definitely. Those are the ones that caught on. But then she, how did the showdown all begin? I mean,
well, I got on Facebook one night, and I started messing with him like I usually do, but this time I did it on Facebook because I love to pick on him. So I started picking on him on Facebook, and then all of a sudden he's like, all right, that's it. I challenge you.
That's right. But at first it was only going to be just like one photo shoot, but then it ended up, you know, carrying on and kind of expanding, as it were. But we're like six photo sessions now in, six photo shoots. And Cheryl's working on a video for her new album, Just Being Me, and so we're really excited about that. And so
when did you guys first get together anyway?
Well, July 1st was when Cheryl actually, you know, came here, and we got married and we started our new life together. But we actually knew each other several years before, because, well, do you want to tell the story?
Yeah, start at the beginning.
Well, you start and then I'll help.
Well, okay, well, I met Cheryl online and I totally fell in love with her from the very beginning.
And I fell in love with him instantly. I knew.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And there was, like, we would be talking on the phone, and then she would tell me, I really need to tell you something, or something that I really need to tell you. And then she would chicken out, and then she would be like, oh, my God, and I would know what it was that she wanted to tell me, but I wanted to hear it out of her mouth. But she wouldn't tell me. And then there was a point when I didn't hear from her for a long time, several years went by.
Wow, and that's a long time.
Yeah, and she was just basically, you know, running. And then, and that was when she was living, like, down south and everything. And then we had been talking for a while, because our band Secret Enterprise was on Blog TV and stuff. And then Cheryl would come on there, and she would hang out with us and stuff and do the chat. And then after a while, she said, I don't want you to be mad at me, but I live a lot closer than you think that I do. And then I found out that she was just living up north a little ways. And
how far?
Not very far, about an hour and a half or something like that, 2 hours?
Yeah, an hour and a half.
Yeah, as opposed to being, like, you know, 12 hours away
so
or whatever.
So how did you react to that?
I was pretty upset, you know, but I was just more upset that, you know, she didn't tell me sooner, because, you know, I felt like, you know, we could have been together sooner, you know. And so
that totally backfired on me, you know, because I really thought he'd be thrilled, because I had moved from